Sox. Breaking ball. Swing on, driven deep to left. Quad running out of room. It's gone.
Welcome to the Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Powers. This is a Seattle Mariners pod. We're going to be diving into some roster moves made by the Mariners. We're going to recap today's game. We're going to talk a little bit about Matthew Boyd, Mason McCoy, and maybe a little bit of Taylor Trammell. And we will finally wrap it up with tomorrow's game and what it looks like for the Mariners. Anyways, Evan White was reinstated from the 60-day injured list on Monday to start off the week. Good news for the Mariners. He's been a man who's been, you know, a little back and forth for the Mariners, hopping off and on the IL. And then Dylan Moore was placed on the 10-day injured list. Not good for the Mariners. This is the man that has been a player who can play any position for us. Kind of hurts us. But Abraham Toro, not good news, was recalled. I hate him. I don't like him. I don't know why we let this guy up. He was batting like 240, 250 in the minors when we sent him down, so why bring him up now? Anyways, going into this game, the Mariners are 70-58 going up against the Tigers, who are 50-78 and last in the AL Central. And in their last 10, they are 6-4, just like the Mariners. Anyways, Mariners are going into this game in the wild card two spot. It's a little back and forth there, but they're a half game behind Tampa Bay for the first one. And over the last 60 games, the Mariners have been 41-19, the best in the American League and the best in a 60-game stretch in 19 years. Pretty impressive. Pitching matchups going into it. We had George Kirby taking the mound for the M's. He's 5-3 with a 3.32 ERA. And he has not allowed more than one walk in any of his 18 starts while pitching 4-plus innings in all of them. Pretty big there. He hates to walk people. He's made it clear. And Matt Manning was taking the mound for the Tigers. He was on the Tigers opening day roster. However, he was on the IL for a long time. He's bounced back. He's 1-1. With a 2.37 ERA, he's only appeared in 7 games, though, and only pitched 38 innings with a 1.11 whip and 31 strikeouts. And his last outing was August 24th versus the Giants. He went 6 innings, 5 hits, and 8 strikeouts, and no runs. So he's probably a little confident going into this game. And the Mariners, you know, if they want to make their 92-70 record that they did last year, I did a little math. They need to go 22-12 to finish up the season to tie last year's record. So we'll see what they can do. The lineup going into this was Julio. We had Winker, then Mitch Haniger, Eugenio Smith. Said it wrong. My bad. Eugenio Suarez, not Smith. Then Ty France, Carlos Santana. And then Adam Frazier was in the 7th spot. But he was playing shortstop today. And this is only his second game he has started shortstop since 2017 for the Pirates against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Because J.P. Crawford, he had what appeared to be like a tear in his left pectoral muscle, but an MRI showed he did not. Service said he'll be back tomorrow, but Frazier was going to be taken over at shortstop. Rayleigh was in the 8th spot, and Toro was batting 9th for us at second base. I'm still confused why they didn't call up Trammell. I know we needed an infielder, but man, like, just not anybody but Toro. Come on. Anyways, or just play Haggerty. Like, come on. I know he's a little hurt, though, so maybe that was a little assumption. Anyways, scoreless through the first inning. Dominant performances by both Kirby and Matt Manning. Anyways, top of the second, though, Ty France hits a solo home run to center field. They considered it an opposite field home run, though, to give the Mariners an early 1-0 lead. It was a 438-foot bomb, and it's the second longest opposite field home run in the majors this year, just behind Kyle Schwarber. But let's give it a listen.
He claims credit for that home run because of that hug. So.
Well, he pelts this out to deep right center field. Back, and gone! Into the hedges! It disappears! Ty France ambushes the first pitch and has put the Mariners in front 1-0. Hugs all around for Ty France. They better start lining up right now.
Then we went to the top of the third, and let's just say the Mariners put on a freaking clinic against the Tigers. Cal Raleigh hit a rope to right field. Let's give it a listen.
That brash is perfect. 10 for 10.
This is tacked to right field. Cal Raleigh, touch them all. The Mariners have hit their second home run in as many innings. It's number 19 for the Mariners catcher. He leads off the third with a bomb, and the Mariners lead it 2-0.
That wouldn't be the only home run for the Mariners, though. Two more runners got on, Julio, Abraham Toro. They both got on base. Then Mitch Haniger came to the plate, hits a single to left field, making it 3-0 Mariners. Then Gino comes to the plate, gets another single, makes it 4-0. They finally take out Manning. He went 2.1 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned. We'll get to more of those runs here soon. They're all earned. Two home runs were given up by him. Will Vest comes in for the Tigers. Adam Frazier hits a single off of him, makes it 6-0. Then Cal Raleigh ends the inning with a sac fly after already hitting a home run in the inning, making it 7-0 Mariners. That inning, we had 7 hits. It's the most hits in an inning this year for the Mariners. Great job. But that wouldn't be all. But before I get there, I want you guys to hear every bit of that inning.
2-2. Line left field, base hit, Mitch Haniger. Toro scores easily. Julio checks into third base. Mitch Haniger hangs a run scoring single out to left field. The Mariners now have a 3-0 lead. And France, Haniger, and Julio all 107 or greater off the bat. This hanger is deposited into left field off the bat of Suarez. Julio scores from third base. Now the Mariners have pushed 3 across in this third inning. It's now a 4-0 lead. Outlier last in that category this year. This is out to the gap, dropping down, base hit. Haniger wheels around third. He strolls to the plate of the Mariners. Can't not score runs here in this third inning. It's a 5-0 Mariners lead as France has driven in his second tonight. Frazier, soft line drive, left field, base hit. Suarez scores. And the Mariners just keep on racking up hits. Frazier drives in the Mariners' 6th run for the second time this inning. A little bit of a windy night. Riley Green plays the breeze. He makes the catch. France tags, is headed home, and he scores standing. It's a productive out for Cal Raleigh.
Now, we thought 7 runs was enough, right? No, we were wrong. Carlos Santana comes to play, hits a 2-run bomb for the Mariners with Ty France on first. It's a 434-foot banger to left field. I'm also going to let you give that one a listen, because why not? Let's hear them all. Aaron Goldsmith had all the calls today.
And it'll give hitters more chance to put balls in play.
This is way back and gone. The Mariners' 3rd home run tonight is off the bat of Carlos Santana. It's a 2-run smash. Well, the Mariners just keep pouring it on here in Detroit.
Well, that's great to see.
Mariners lead.
So at that point, it was 9-0 Mariners. Kirby went into the bottom of the 5th. He had the bases loaded, escaped the jam. He would then be pulled after 5 innings. He gave up only 2 hits, only 1 walk, and had 5 strikeouts. He had a great performance. He only went a little over 70 pitches, I believe. But why keep him in when we're up 9-0? There's no reason to. And we brought Chris Flexen in. He went 3 innings pitched today. He had 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Actually, I believe he gave up a lot more than 1 hit. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That's from 1 inning or 2 innings. Anyways, he threw 300 innings. He hit the 300 inning mark, I should say, over the past 2 seasons, which actually allows him to make $8 million going into 2023 based off his contract options. So that's kind of a milestone for him, I would say. He actually ended up giving up 3 runs to have the Mariners only win 9-3, but you know what? A win's a win. It didn't really matter. We only had to pitch 2 guys the entire game. Gives the bullpen like a nice rest going into this week. I mean, we don't want to overwork them against Detroit. Why would we? They're a bad team. They just want to get out of the season already. But anyways, he gave up 2 triples. One of them was a fly ball that Mitch Haniger just couldn't get. It was a hard catch. But Mariners had a great game today. They showed that they can score runs. They showed they can get hits with men on base, not just home runs. And George Kirby was dominant. Chris Flexen did what he did, could. I see why they put him in the bullpen, though, because just three innings for him was actually, excuse me, four innings. I don't know why I kept saying three, but four innings for him was kind of gave up three runs. And I mean, that's not a ton, but that's only four innings. So maybe a smart move by the Mariners to move him to the bullpen. But I'd like to talk about maybe some possible September call-ups. Let's do it. So I saw an article posted by Major League Baseball talking about who's most likely for every team to be called up in September. And I scrolled to the Mariners, and they're saying Matthew Boyd, who's a left-hand pitcher from the bullpen. He's been a starter at times. He used to pitch for Detroit. He pitched for the Giants this year. Would be the best call-up for the Mariners. And he's a seven-year veteran, which you don't usually see. He was acquired from San Francisco at the trade deadline, kind of included with Kurt Casale and Jake Lamb. He is recovering from a left elbow strain, but he gets a lot of strikeouts, and he'd be really big to have in our bullpen. He's a multi-inning guy, kind of like what we're using Chris Flexen as right now, maybe a little bit more than multi-inning, maybe like triple inning, but he'd be a guy to bring up, especially with rosters being allowed to add players here in a couple days to the roster, expanding the roster before going into the playoffs. I still don't know why they have to call up Trammell, though. I don't see how they couldn't call him up. He's a great batter. He's bad. He's showing it. And I don't see Jared Kelnick coming up again this year unless something crazy happens, one of the guys get injured. But I think I just don't see why we'd call him up. But as I was doing this, I got a tweet from Ryan Divish, and they're saying the Mariners are probably going to call up Mason McCoy. He was scratched from the Tacoma Rainiers lineup today, and he's a second baseman. He's 27 years old. They might wait till the rosters expand to call him up, which is on Thursday, or he'll be there in Detroit tomorrow. We'll see, but just to kind of help fill in for J.P. Crawford and Dylan Moore and the other guys, so we're not playing Adam Frazier at shortstop every day. And his stats over his minor league, not career, but this season, he's had 350 at-bats. He's batting .246, not terrible. He has 15 home runs, 46 rubies, 16 stolen bases. That's pretty good. And his OPS is .759. That's only like 40 points below Julio. So, I mean, he's a great player. I actually, you know, I don't hear about him much. I don't think a lot of people do. But why not call him up? I mean, we need him right now, and if the roster's expanding, it's worth it. So we'll see how that goes. And then diving into tomorrow's game, we have Marco Gonzalez taking the mound for the Mariners against Detroit tomorrow. I don't know how good I feel about Marco yet, but either way, he's done really good in his outings. Maybe not outings, last outing, definitely. But it's Detroit. You have to do good. You have to. They swing at everything, Marco. And Marco is easy to hit. So we'll see what happens there. But they should sweep Detroit. But we'll talk tomorrow about it. We'll see how he does. Come back here tomorrow. Hear all about it. I'm Jack Powers. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.